Next case, please.
The next application is 11,817. Daniel A. Primo seeks variances from the front yard setbacks for a through lot, sections 115-82B and 115-182A of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Sussex Highway, east side of Bridgeville Highway, approximately 690 feet south of Elks Road. The 911 address is 22128 Sussex Highway, Seaford. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 331, Map 4, Parcel 6.01. Specifically, he's requesting a 30.1-foot variance, a 25.7-foot variance, a 34.3-foot variance, and a 27.7-foot variance. No letters in opposition, no letters in support, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Daniel Primo, 220 Otter Run Court, Seaford, Delaware, 10973.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Long evening. The uniqueness of the property, due to the size of the lot, an exception is requested based on the fact there's not adequate space as shown in the survey from the entrance of the highway to where the handicap entrance will be built. Cannot otherwise be developed as a result of the lot size. It's impossible to adhere to the required distance from the highway entrance to the entrance of the facility. Not created by the applicant, it was my understanding that the previous owner placed the building there in 1997. That's what I understand, and he didn't have to necessarily adhere to the ADA Act. When I got the building, I was encouraged to make sure that it was completely compliant, especially in regards to an entrance. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's my belief that adding this, according to the contractor, having it custom built, is only going to add. It won't alter whatsoever. Minimum variance, the dimensions of the ramp, along with the deck. I only ask for the minimum. In regards to the ramp, I only ask for the standard length for the grade and the width required, no more and no less.
Okay. I'm going to start, Daniel, you, Mr. Workman, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Rickard, do you have any questions?
No questions.
No questions. No questions? Okay. Mr. Hudson.
So this is an existing building that you're trying to accommodate the provisions of handicap?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and that's the only reason for the, that's the only reason for the variance request, as well as the way it was placed before you purchased it.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank
you.
Mr. Mills?
Yes. what type of business is it?
I'm a loan officer. It's a mortgage bank. Mortgage office. Yes, sir.
And so what is the need for the proposed deck?
Just to increase space on the back. We have realtors, clients, and everybody when they come so that we can go out. It increases the office space. The office space is only about 1,400 square feet. So I'm hoping to put tables and stuff so we can also hold meetings and stuff outside.
Okay. The deck enclosed?
No, sir. No, it'd definitely be spring and fall. But any space with that is helped. I can't do anything with the building, as you see, because of the way that it's set. So I'm just trying to add anything that I can. And realtors, by nature, if they can be outside and not in an office setting, they will be.
And so the reason that it couldn't go on the south end of the building is, as opposed to the west side?
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, it appears that you could put a deck on the south end of the building.
Is that where the air conditioning unit and all this stuff is?
I don't know. It doesn't show anything.
I think it probably doesn't. I guess Steve didn't mark that. I mean, the unit and stuff is in there, cement slab and all that.
Okay.
So it's probably.
Staff would also like to note that the survey shows a 10-foot rear off of alternate U.S. Route 30. Or 13, and that's actually incorrect. It's actually a 60-foot front yard setback off of that road.
Right, but I think it's showing the 10-foot side.
Lot, so it actually has 60 feet on both sides.
What's the 60-foot front then?
That's from US 13.
13. The survey is showing a 10-foot along alternate Route 13, which is inaccurate. It's actually 60 feet both ways.
So it's impossible to build on this property.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you just look at the setbacks.
Right.
Yep.
Gotcha. I can't do a thing.
You're landlocked.
Yes, sir.
What I've seen.
Okay, well, that makes it simple.
Okay. Wait, no other questions?
Just one. I just want to make sure I'm clear. The deck and the ramp are new offices existing, correct?
I'm sorry.
The deck and the ramp, they're new, but the offices.
The office has been there since 97.
Okay. But everything, the others are new. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Excuse me. Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think this is one of the few cases that we actually see where it cannot
be
otherwise be developed.
Absolutely.
So there's no question there, is there?
Nope.
No.
That one is met. Like,
60 to 60 make a.
And so that obviously creates a hardship for the applicant, and then also makes it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and a minimum to afford relief. Obviously, yeah. This one's. Wish they were all this simple.
How about it?
I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,817.
And do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Rickman that we approve case number 11,817. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0. Case number 11,817 is approved.
Thank you.
Okay, next case.